I'm Margaret Christine Mullings. Welcome to prayer. Wherever you are geographically, come on in and begin to worship the Lord. Give him all the thanks and the praise and the glory that is due to his name. And perhaps you may be in pain, or you may be going through a struggle right now or a challenging time. But right now, quiet your heart and begin to focus on God, Abba Father, Yahweh, the God who redeems. Listen, and you will hear him speak to you. And not only speak to you, God will divinely intervene on your behalf. Special shout out to those of you in the islands of the seas, those of you on the four continents of the world, and in every nation, a warm welcome to you. And to those of you who are listening for the very first time, a warm welcome is extended to you. Thank you so much for tuning in. And you would find me in the book of Job, Job chapter 34. Hear my words, you wise men. And this is what Elihu was saying. Listen to me, you men of learning, for the air tests words, as the tongue tastes food. Let us discern for ourselves what is right. Let us learn together what is good. Job says, I am innocent, but God denies me justice. Although I am right, I am considered a liar. Although I am guiltless, his arrow inflicts an incurable wound. What man is like Job, who drinks scorn like water? He keeps company with evildoers. He associates with wicked men. For he says, it profits a man nothing when he tries to please God. So listen to me, you men of understanding. Far be it from God to do evil, for the Almighty to do wrong. He repays a man for what he has done. He brings upon him what his conduct deserves. It is unthinkable that God would do wrong, that the Almighty would pervert justice. Who appointed him over the earth? Who put him in charge of the whole world? If it were his intention and he withdrew his spirit and breath, all mankind would perish together and man would return to the dust. If you have understanding, hear this. Listen to what I say. Can he who hates justice govern? Will you condemn the just, the mighty one, and mighty one? Is he not the one who says to kings, you are worthless, and to nobles, you are wicked? Who shows no partiality to princes and does not favor the rich over the poor? For they are all the work of his hands. They die in an instant, in the middle of the night. The people are shaken and they pass away. The mighty are removed without human hand. His eyes are on the ways of men. He sees every step. There is no dark place, no deep shadow where evildoers can hide. God has no need to examine men further, that they should come before him for judgment without inquiry. He shatters the mighty and sets up others in their place, because he takes note of their deeds. He overthrows them in the night and they are crushed. He punishes them for their wickedness where everyone can see them, because they turn from following him and had no regard for any of his ways. And I'm going to end right there at verse 27. And in this chapter of Job, chapter 34, this is one of Job's friends who was accusing Job of doing wrong and of sinning. And in your time of leisure, you can read the entire chapter. And I know that God is able to bless the reading of his word and to give to us the understanding. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, as we come before the mercy seat another time, Father, in the name of Jesus, look upon us in mercy and compassion in the name of Jesus. Yes, Father, we are weak, but thou art strong. Your grace is sufficient. Your strength, Father, is made perfect in weakness. Oh, my Father, everywhere in our lives where we have been weakened, Father, I ask that you would renew our faith. Our faith in you, Father, to believe your word. Give us strength to get up and courage to do that which you had mandated us to do. And even in our time of sickness and distress, Lord, in afflictions, in hardships, and in trials, Father, help us to trust you like Job did. Father, Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Yes, Father, when we don't understand what is happening to us, what is going on all around us, help us, Father, to trust your plan, to follow your leading, the leading of the Holy Spirit. Father, take away from us crooked speech, which causes a breach in our lives. Help us to stand on your word, to confess your word, to believe your word in the name of Jesus. Father, for your word says, Jesus said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but your word shall stand. Teach us, Father, your way. Father, for there is a way that seems right to a man, but the end are the ways of death. Keep us, Father, on the path of life in the name of Jesus. Let the fruit of the Spirit manifest in our lives and every work of the flesh be burned away in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask this morning for a renewal of our minds, a renewal of our thoughts. Father, cause us to put on the mind of Christ. Enlarging, my God, my Father, enlarging us within to our faith to receive the capacity to access your promises in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Father, in the name of Jesus, meet every need this day. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my Father, we give you thanks. We give you thanks for provisions today. Father, we align ourselves with your plan for our lives today. And yes, Father, in the name of Jesus, help us to walk in our faith and obedience as we lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us in suffering, in agony, in pain. Cause us to see you, Father, higher, and to call upon you, not to grumble, help us not to complain, but to speak your word, pray your word, and stand on your word. Father, in the name of Jesus, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in Jesus' name, all for your glory. Amen and amen. Before I leave you, I would just like to speak a word of encouragement into your life today. You know, in the book of Job, Job was a very rich man. In fact, Job was one of the wealthiest men in the east or in the region where he lived. But one day, unbeknown to Job, everything that Job had was gone. And even his health was gone. He was challenged in his health. Yet God, Job maintained his relationship with God. And I'd like to encourage you in your leisure time to read the book of Job. It is very encouraging. But I'll leave with you, none of us like to suffer. But the truth is, all who shall live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But in suffering, I just want to share with you how suffering affects us. Suffering is helpful when we turn to God for understanding, endurance, and deliverance. Suffering is helpful when we ask important questions we might not take time to think about in our normal routine. Suffering is helpful when we are prepared by it to identify with and comfort others who suffer. Suffering is helpful when we are open to being helped by others who are obeying God. Suffering is helpful when we are ready to learn from a trustworthy God. We realize we can identify with what Christ suffered on the cross for us. We are sensitized to the amount of suffering in the world. Suffering is harmful, though, when we become hardened and we reject God. Suffering is harmful when we refuse to ask any questions and miss any lessons that might be good for us. And so, today, right where you are on your journey, embrace your cross. Walk the path that God has set for you, and in your suffering, continue to be faithful to God. God is about to turn it around for you. He turned it around for Job when Job prayed for his friends. Yes, pray for those who despitefully use you, verbally abuse you, slander you, and do all manner of evil things to you. Pray for them, forgive them, and love them. It's God's love, agape love. And so until our next time, prayer. Pray always. Pray about everything. God bless you, and thank you so much for tuning in.